On the Coffs Coast, hit 105.5. This is Joel and Jules.
Throwback Thursday, that's what it's time for now, Tools.
Yeah, it is. So last week we had one of your ex-housemates from Big Brother in studio.
Yeah.
He didn't like Jamie, so I said, yep, let's get him on the air.
That's right, Jamie's unsuccessful, he's nowhere to be seen now.
And, hey.
Well, no, that's okay, Jamie's a good bloke. We loved him on the show, but let's get to you now. It's all about you.
Mm.
So I've arranged to speak to one of your friends from high school.
Mm.
And she's about to tell us a beautiful story about Tools. We know a lot because you do share a lot on air.
Mm.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. As much
Which
as
is
I,
great.
Yeah, but obviously there's sometimes things that need to be left off the air.
Yeah,
some
well,
things that you just wouldn't say.
Yeah, it's impossible to get everything. But
yeah.
I want everybody to say hello to Rochelle. She joins us now. Hello, Rochelle.
I've just rung up to share a memory about you, Tools.
Well, what is it? I'm nervous.
When we went to the Aquajet.
Yes.
Snacked into the Aquajet.
Yep, I do remember that.
Yes, we snacked into the Aquajet and Julia thought it was a good idea. We went in there and the water wasn't going. And Julia thought it would be a good idea if she hopped behind us and did a wee so the slides would work.
Oh. That's a beautiful memory to be able to let everybody know about.
Yeah, thanks so much
It was
for
pretty
that.
Gross. We all had to end up running down the slide so she wouldn't catch up with it.
This is some of the stuff that you guys got up to on the Coffs Coast, or?
Yes, yeah. And then we thought the security guards were chasing us, so we decided to jump the fence. We really got stuck on the fence in our overall.
Yep, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was we were rebels on the Coffs Coast. Definitely. So, Rochelle,
yeah,
thank you for sharing that disgusting story today, which I don't remember weeing down the Aquajet slide.
I believe it, trust me. I believe it in the best possible way. I believe it, Rochelle. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Rochelle. See ya.
Bye.
I didn't. I honestly.
Throwback Thursday. Welcome back, everybody, on the Coffs Coast. If you just missed it. We found out that you snuck into the Aquajet.
Okay, yep.
And you did a wee.
Yes.
Down the Aquajet.
Stop.
You don't believe it happened, though?
No, I remember the night, and then I honestly did not recall that. And there were other people there, and you know how people remember things differently, and
sure.
Then this is how rumors start, and this is how stories get around.
You would want that to exit the mind?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it, though. Everyone's done it. Everyone has.
Yeah.
If you haven't taken a piss, or if you haven't, if you haven't weed in something like that, you haven't lived. You've done what everyone else has done. Don't feel bad. I'm backing you up here.
Okay.
I'm being serious.
Yes. Okay.
So what? You don't believe it?
Well, obviously, I've had to do my research and check with the other girls that were there on the night.
Yes.
Yeah. And of course, so I have a girlfriend, Dana, who was there.
Hey, Dana.
Yeah. And I've been messaging her this morning, and she seems to think that,
it did happen?
Yeah.
She's confirmed it.
Mm.
She's confirmed that it happened. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Don't worry about it, okay? You're not alone on this one on the Coffs Coast.
We got to catch up with Erin Mullen from The Footy Show. Firstly, before we get into a lot of things, we got to say congrats on your engagement.
Oh, thank you, darling. It's very exciting.
Oh,
Lordy
well,
Lord.
I'm not happy. I don't want to speak because I can't believe that we didn't get invited or something like that.
To what, the wedding or the engagement?
To the engagement.
The wedding hasn't happened yet.
To the engagement party.
You don't get invited to you haven't had an engagement party yet, have you?
No.
Yeah.
We're not going to have one, I don't think, either. We're very low-key, to be honest.
Yeah.
But you'd be like number 600 or 700 on the list, if you were.
I love the honesty, Erin. Love the honesty.
Next thing, Erin, we've been starting this campaign, Get the Footy Show to the Coffs Coast. We saw you in Grafton, just up the road the other week.
Yes. That was awesome. We went on, so it was on a Sunday, so we couldn't have done anything with you guys anyway, but we flew up on Sunday morning and then flew back on Monday morning and went up and did a story on the Grafton Ghost v the South Grafton team. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So interviewing Danny Wicks and a few of the other boys, and oh my Lord, like that's not country football. That's the standard of football was incredible. I was blown away. Like I was kind of expecting to see like a meat pie at halftime and, you know, a really relaxed, but, I was absolutely blown away. It's a great yarn as well. So Look, we're kind of so we start small. We're doing stories there, but if your campaign kicks off.
Oh, it will.
Okay.
It's gaining momentum, Tools.
Yeah, well, because Bo has given us a list. He said he wants a song, which we've easily got.
Done.
He said he wants a footy team. We've got a million of them.
Done.
We were with some of the guys in our comp the other weekend.
Yep.
And then he said he wants someone to get his face tattooed on their butt, and we've got someone that is willing to do it.
Done. No, we have. Erin, these are all facts. This is all true. This is what Tools and I have been working on.
Someone is going to get both tattooed on their butt.
Yeah, we've got them ready to go. And we just want to know, though,
are
you stringing us along?
By the way?
We haven't checked that, but you know that's not important when it comes to radio.
But that's the thing, Erin. Can you just say now, can it happen?
If we
or
do
are
that.
We wasting our time? Because we're putting a lot of energy
Anything is possible. And I would tell you if it wasn't possible, but anything is possible.
She would.
If you do enough silly stuff that convinces us that you're desperate, then our boss is a pretty good bloke.
Oh, we're desperate. Erin, before we let you go, we understand also, remember we chatted last time and said that you wanted to talk about something deep. Because we understand what it's like to be around blockheads. And sometimes on the footy show that can be the case because you're very intelligent. We love what you do.
Yes, I remember.
Can we give you a choice of topics to choose from? You can have 60 seconds to talk about it in any manner that you want. Erin's way.
Okay, I love it.
Okay, you've got a choice of the big stories this week. Natasha Exelvey's TV blooper, Kendall Jenner's Pepsi commercial being taken off the air, or Good Friday to eat meat or not to. 60 seconds starting now.
Okay, I'll go with Natasha because I've been there a million times. Look, that was absolutely ridiculous. And don't get me wrong, I'm the harshest critic of myself. And if I'd done that, I would have been incredibly disappointed because when you're live TV, you got to be focused the entire time. That's not actually good enough what happened to her. But it's not a stackable offence. That's ridiculous. And to be honest, when live coverage these days, you're on air for hours and hours and hours. Traditionally, you'd only be doing an hour program. But now, because there's so much TV, so many channels, so many networks, you're on air all the time. So you've got to forgive it.
Oh.
Like, honestly, that's ridiculous. The ABC needs to lower it. I mean, God, some of the stuff that it puts up with is horrendous. And then it decides to
attack someone
for that. Listen to Erin. She's going to keep on going.
We've been hearing it could be publicity stunt. We've seen her get another job with Kiss over the weekend.
I know. Yeah. I know, right? But who bloody knows? It's just, I mean, I've done a million of them. Not so much that, because I was so nervous and paranoid when I started doing live TV, but I would always be focused and ready. I'd be ready for like 5 minutes before I was back on.
Erin,
but I've made many, many an error in my early TV days and still do now. So, God, not sackable, stupid.
Erin Molan, thank you so much, as always, for being honest with us. We love you.
Oh, love you guys. Can't wait to come to court.
The Easter long weekend obviously kicking off tomorrow on Good Friday, Tools.
Yeah, we're putting in a call now for Good Friday. And we're going to be talking to Joel's lovely dad, who's extremely Catholic, and he's going to share his views on the eating meat or eating fish on Good Friday.
Well, people don't know what to do sometimes because they don't practice it throughout the year. Then all of a sudden on the Good Friday, they, you know, don't want to have the meat. And it's a very big discussion that occurs every Easter long weekend.
Yeah.
And so Dad is pretty adamant that you should be eating fish.
Yeah, well, because of his beliefs. And traditionally in our family, we do
Same?
It too. But I to be honest, I can't remember the reason why we do not eat red meat.
Yeah, and people don't, but they just do it out of respect because, they, you know, it's obviously traditional. Dad joins us now. Giuseppe is his real name. Dad, we defer to you. What are your thoughts on this?
What do I think about that?
Yeah, what do you think about that? Meat's important.
Well, we all judge according to our beliefs and our capacity.
Mm.
Obviously, if you no longer have those beliefs,
so
therefore
deep.
You don't have the capacity to be judged according to others.
But
We know where Joel gets his deepness from.
Dad.
That's beautiful.
But you're a practicing Catholic. You haven't missed an Easter. You haven't missed a Sunday at church for how long, Dad?
Well, actually, we didn't go last week.
What's going on?
Because we had family commitments.
Oh, okay. That's
family
a decent
comes
enough.
First, always. Yes.
But you know those people, Dad, that they won't be practicing Catholicism for 364 days, and then all of a sudden on Good Friday, it's like, oh, we can, you know, not eat meat. Why do people do that?
Well, there's a difference between faith and religion. Some people practice their faith,
Yeah.
And others follow their religion. Religion is the organisation of the faith.
Yeah.
I've tried to teach you about the faith.
Yeah, you did.
Now, you organise yourself.
But I've had sex before marriage.
You've had sex before marriage. Look, I'm not a priest, I'm your father.
Yeah. So is Tools.
No, I haven't. Don't bring me into this.
Tools has as well.
No, I haven't, Giuseppe.
Pardon?
No.
Tools has as well.
Stop. Where does he get the cheekiness from?
The cheekiness?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a very shy person.
Oh, yeah, no worries. So, Dad, what do you say then? It's okay to eat meat if you don't practice it for the rest of the 364 days?
Well, we are judged according to what we believe. You know, the true judgment is about whether you are consistent with your beliefs.
You've got a great message to share, Giuseppe. Will you be eating fish tomorrow or meat?
I will be eating fish.
Oh, bless
Every
you.
Every Friday we eat fish anyway.
Yeah, he does. He follows that.
Oh, that's nice.
Dad, thank you so much. We must go. Otherwise, we could talk deep to you all
thank
the time.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a good Easter according to whatever you believe.
Oh, thank you so much.
Love you, Dad.
What a beautiful man. Oh. He is so cute.
Try growing up with him. I'll tell you what. That's how we ended up the way we did.
We absolutely love Thursdays because it means Roxanne Tickle, our psychic medium, joins us in the studio and she gets to do your readings on 13, 12, 16. And Starley's called up. Starley, what's your question for Roxanne?
We're downsizing. We live in the northern suburbs of Coffs Harbour. Mm-hmm. And we just want to know when we will be selling our house or are we meant to be staying in our house?
Okay. Now, I have to explain, it's really, really difficult as far as really pinpointing a time of when it's sailing. The reason
we just want to know if it's going to happen.
Oh, okay, yeah, because there's so many different energies involved. You've got the agent's energy, you've got your energy, you've got the buyer's energy or the different buyers coming through as well, but we'll have a look at it. I am being shown very strongly that it is time for a move for you guys.
Yeah, well, that's good. Thank
you. Okay, so
you're
definitely making the right choice. So I want you to think about your sale and just let me know when to stop shuffling.
Okay. All right, thank you now.
Okay. Now, they are telling me that your agent is not the best for you in this particular case.
All right, then. Okay. That's what we thought. Thank you.
Okay. So just be aware of the agents that you take on because you've got to really fit with them as well because otherwise they're not going to do the job for you either. Mm-hmm. I'm being told that you definitely will have ambitions achieved around this, but I do feel that it really will need a change of agent for you though.
Okay. All right, that's great. That's what I needed to know.
All right. I'm being told that if you change the agents, you could sell it within a three-month period.
Wow. Okay.
So it can happen quite quickly if you have the right agent around it.
All right.
Beautiful. And I'm being told the house that you're moving into, you've already got it in your mind as to what you want, and it shows me that you'll definitely find something very close to the mark.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
No worries. Thank you so much, Starley. Hey, 13, 12, 16, any time this morning. We are chatting to our clairvoyant medium, Roxanne Tickle. Rihanna, what's your question for Roxanne?
I'm just wanting to know with my career if I'm heading in the right direction.
Okay, so think about your career, Rihanna, and just let me know when to stop shuffling.
Yep.
Okay. Let's have a look. It's funny because you really are struggling with this, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, because you keep going backwards and forwards, and I get the feeling with you it's more because you want to feel secure and you want to feel like you've got a purpose and all of these sorts of things. They're telling you that you need to pursue something you love. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, because you've been doing all of the things that have been required of you, but you haven't really found that little niche that you love.
Okay.
But as far as the direction that you're wanting to take now, they're saying to me that, yes, it's a good direction for you to take, but at the same time, I still feel that there's some study around it or some new learning around it.
Yep.
But it's not going to fulfill the whole sort of gamut of what you're looking for. But you can get there through changing direction through the study at a later point as well. Okay, so it's you're heading in the right direction at this time, but there will be a change later on down the track as well, more in alignment with what you'll find through the study.
Okay.
Thanks, Rihanna, for calling through on 13, 12, 16. We hope it helps, and we know it does, because I don't know if this is good or bad, but after all the advice that you're giving, I'm taking notes on people's on people's issues. That's what I'm doing.
Get up with Joel and Jules for the Holly Moly 750 feeds.